Around the clock, around the world, Bloomberg keeps you connected on television, online, on the radio, and on mobile.
This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to Taking Stock for Friday, August the 13th, 2010. I'm Pim Fox. Bloomberg Stocks columnist Dave Wilson. Dave, all right, so what's the call? This has to do with what? Home resales, and we better watch out, right? Housing stocks, at least.
We better. I mean, analyst Josh Levin, who follows the home builders for Citigroup, actually came out and decided he was going to make a call, hence the song, on what's going to happen to home resales, also known as existing home sales, as far as this month goes. When we get the release, it'll be for July. He figures that you're going to end up with an annual rate of 4.1 million units. Sounds like a lot, but it's really not. In fact, it would be 10% below the lowest reading since this series started back in 1999, thanks to the National Association of Realtors. So, you know, it's not a good outlook in his mind. In fact, it's so bad that he felt he had to come out and do what the economists usually do, which was to forecast this figure. So, and in fact, you know, we got three economist estimates out there, and it's lower than all of them. So, you know, he's pretty pessimistic about what the numbers are going to show.
Have investors already factored in this information into their valuations of housing stocks?
You would think they had, because if you go back a couple of months, as he did, and look at figures on pending home sales, also produced by the Realtor Group, they were down 30% in a month. Well, the problem is, though, that people haven't really sort of taken account of that. And, you know, you figure he's, among other things, just sort of doing the calculations. If it's a pending sale 2 months ago, you know, it's a sale now. In other words, so it takes a certain amount of time to get the closings done and all that. So the July numbers on existing home sales are going to represent closings on sales that were pending, you know, a couple of months back. So, you know, it sort of follows through. At least that's his starting point in determining his estimate.
Are resales or sales of existing homes, are they considered a lagging or a leading indicator?
Well, in his mind, they're lagging, and that's why, you know, he's still he's positive on the group, and he's not really changing that. He's sort of kind of putting up a warning sign, in a sense, for investors. You know, this is something that you're going to have to worry about come later in the month when this report comes out. And if you don't think the way I do, you better adjust accordingly. That's a little caveat he threw in there for people who are perhaps a bit more pessimistic than him about the industry.
I want to thank you very much. Dave Wilson, Bloomberg Stocks columnist. The pros read it. Investors read it. Smart people read it in order to get smarter. If you'd like to be a fan of Dave Wilson, just send me an email, pfox11@bloomberg.net. Be happy to add you to the list. All smart people who want to learn more about money and investments. It's a must read every day. Dave Wilson, Bloomberg Stocks columnist.
Copyright Bloomberg LP 2010.